Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, the last time we talked, I had spoken to the South Carolina House ad hoc committee that the speaker formed to bring proposals to transform South Carolina's economy, and I presented the Great Jobs Act. This is a public meeting, and so it was streamed, and you know, I was able to carve out just the video of my presentation, which I posted to my website, and then I sent an email out to about 3,300 people that had been following the Great Jobs Act, and I got some very interesting feedback that I think listeners would love to hear.
I'm going to assume that maybe there was one common thread in this feedback.
Well, I think the biggest common thread was that folks are very supportive and appreciative and glad that this issue is being addressed. The problem is, at an undergraduate level, that if you take all the college graduates in South Carolina in any given year, our economy is only producing jobs for about two-thirds of them. So that means that almost a third of our college graduates are having to leave the state. And where they're going predominantly is to Atlanta and to Charlotte. And then some of them are going other places too, but that's predominantly where they're going. So we're putting all this effort and energy into educating these young people, and they're going outside South Carolina. If you look at students with advanced degrees, you know, those who have spent the next 2 or 4 years to really become a technical expert by getting a master's or a PhD, almost all of them are leaving the state. And a professor at the University of South Carolina in mechanical engineering wrote me a note and said, absolutely. You know, I've had 50 plus master's and PhD students who've graduated under my supervision at the University of South Carolina. And today only one is working in the state. Almost every research professor I've talked to has a similar story.
Do we know how these numbers compare to nationwide statistics, or at least maybe to our neighboring states?
Georgia, for example, creates 115% of the jobs for graduates in Georgia. They're creating more jobs for college graduates than they're having people graduate. North Carolina is more break-even-ish. So one question that a number of people had, they say there's a lot of out-of-state students at our universities, Clemson, University of South Carolina, and you would expect them to leave when they graduate. But that's really not what the statistic is. What the statistic is the number of jobs being created wherever those people might have graduated from versus the number of people graduating in our state. That's a little bit more challenging statistic. Now, the opportunity for us is to create jobs for them so they can stay here, have a career, build a family. And if we do, that'd be considerably more money that'd be flowing through our economy. I think we have the opportunity there to do something.
And so what is the number one solution then to create these jobs, to keep these students here? Did any of the feedback offer solutions?
Well, I think much of the feedback agreed with how the Great Jobs Act is approaching this, which is to say, you know, let's have a great platform for entrepreneurial students that want to, say, start companies based on their master thesis or dissertation to be able to do this here. Let's make sure they have the platform to do that in South Carolina. And then I think the other thing is we have this pipeline of students. Let's attract the innovation centers here that would employ them. So, you know, we got a Michelin manufacturing and Michelin R&D, Michelin North American headquarters. We have an awesome manufacturing base of global companies, and we have great students graduating. Let's go to work and take companies that have manufacturing facilities here, you know, attract an R&D facility and then maybe even a headquarters here. So a couple of clear strategies where we can grow entrepreneurial companies and innovation centers that will create jobs so that students can stay here.
Well, John, as always, thanks for the update and your time. We'll look forward to checking in with you again next week.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. www.thesouthcarolinabusiness.org. And you can find us wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.